Hello, comebackers. This is your mayor, Manny McDermott. I just wanted to pop in here really quick before you start the podcast to let you know that the audio you're going to hear in this episode is a little different than what you're used to. I have to admit, it turns out that I earlier in the day had been using Baby's mic to practice my Goofy movie musical, and hitting those high notes, I actually did blow the mic out. So our equipment was damaged. We didn't know it at the time of recording, so the only recording available is the surveillance video from Town Hall. We've made it sound as good as we can, but we do apologize for what is a little less quality than what you're used to. Anyway, hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Once upon a time, upon an island in the middle of a lake, three public stewards joined forces to protect a small town's independence and start a podcast.
I'm Superintendent and Coroner Baby Smith Jones Johnson.
I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman.
I am Mayor Manny McDermott. And this is Yelcomeback. Hello, comebackers, and welcome to yet another episode of This is Yelcomeback. I am, of course, your mayor, Manny McDermott.
And I'm Superintendent and Coroner, Baby Smith Jones Johnson. And a lot of people have been asking, so I thought I would disclose on air that my measurements are 6, 6, and 6.
And I'm Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman. I recently made a new professional website. You can find it at www.boutrosboutrosghali is my best friend.geosites.com.
And what a website it is, Gil. And, you know, speaking of exciting new endeavors, I think that we want to start today on this episode of This Is Yelcomeback talking a little bit about the cliffhanger we left our listeners on last week. As you all know, we had a very ominous email from a Swedish government official, and Gil, baby, that has in some ways been resolved. Baby, I know that you made the initial phone call. What happened?
Manny, I actually spoke to the king of Sweden himself. This Yelcomeback Sweden issue is, it's moving on up the hierarchy of the Swedish government. A few personal things did happen. I exchanged nudes with the king.
Baby!
Yes. Excuse me, Manny. I'm an adult man. I can do whatever I please with whoever I please.
And for what it's worth, I mean, he's a king. I mean, I think he can also do whatever he pleases.
I'm not king shaming. I'm just worried about the professionalism here.
Oh, well, he was very nice and very direct that Yelcomeback has been generating a lot of tax-free money and, well, Sweden wants it.
Wow. Okay, well, I did not realize this was the origin of what has happened, but to our listeners, comebackers out there, this is the first you'll be hearing of this. I've not yet put out an official statement, but somewhere between Baby sending his nudes to the King of Sweden and me receiving a follow-up email, we have decided to have a summit, a joint summit between the leaders and people of Yelcomeback and a contingent from Sweden, and this is being planned to discuss these claims being made by the Kingdom of Sweden. Gil, what can you say about what this summit is going to look like?
I think a lot of it's still up in the air at the moment. There is no official date set, and it's not clear yet whether it's going to be here or there. What we do know is that a name that will be familiar to people from the podcast, Lois Kumman Denominatore, the sort of representative from the state, who also, we've learned, has some Swedish background herself. She's going to be serving as arbiter in this summit to sort of figure out what negotiations need to be made, figure out if Yelcomeback is going to become sort of a Swedish territory, or if we have a claim of our own. I think there are more questions than there are answers right now, Manny.
And the question that I have is, I did notice Lois polishing a giant ceremonial battle axe outside of the Brazilian consulate, and she told me it was for her role as arbiter.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is clearly very serious and something that we should be preparing for. And, oh, baby, oh my God, you sent this one to me, I think by mistake. I now see what the first and the second six in your measurements were referring to. Wow. Okay, sorry, we were talking about an axe, and, yes.
Well, I think along with, I mean, we can pretty clearly see what everyone has been doing, to prepare for the, summit with, Zaidan, and we know what Baby's been doing. I guess I'm interested in what you're doing, Manny, to prepare. I'll talk about what I'm doing as well.
Sure. So obviously the first thing that I've been preparing is that with any summit, it's really important for the leader of a sovereign community like Sweden or Jokenback to prepare the speech. This could be on television maybe. So I've been working really hard on my speech, you know, drawing it out in pictograms as I do. I'm trying to capture some of the themes that inspired you all to pick me up from the Knights of the Round Table, Arthurian Theater and Brewery.
Manny, is that why you wanted to borrow my copy of the King's Speech?
Yes. Yeah, I was hoping the movie would inspire me. It turns out it's not very applicable, but I am workshopping some things. I'm also, you know, I've been going around the town doing a little bit of a informal listening tour, listening to the people of Jokenback about what they would think about belonging to another nation versus, you know, fighting for our independence. And frankly, I think the votes are for independence.
And Manny, have you been learning Arabic to make this sort of an appropriately bilingual speech?
That's an odd language choice, it feels like to me. I have not.
I don't think so. For our summit with Zaidan, I'll just go ahead and tell. I've been doing a lot of work, sort of learning about the cultural history of Zaidan. Some things that I didn't know.
Gil, what are you? That maybe you did. What are you talking about? We're meeting with Sweden.
Zaidan?
Yeah, Sweden. Yeah. It's like. Are you sure? A Scandinavian nation.
Zaidan is the city, and you know, it's a city, and it's actually the capital of the Sistan and Baluchistan province in Iran. It's sort of near the border with Pakistan and Afghanistan, sort of one of the central cities of Zoroastrianism. I've been doing a lot of research here, so I'm pretty sure.
But on how do you know this much about a small city in Iran?
I'll take the lead here. Manny, to answer your question, what I have been doing to prepare for this summit with the King of Sweden, I have been going on a dandelion tea cleanse to make sure that my colon is nice and empty. I also just got a Brazilian wax.
Okay. Well, I can see that, actually, because it's right here on my phone.
You're welcome.
They did well. They did. Okay, well, clear.
I mean, if this meeting was with Zaidan, then I think that the wax might not be necessary. One of sort of the textiles are very important to Zaidan's economy, including hand knotted rugs. So I think I'm understanding now where the confusion was.
You're gonna get us canceled. Okay. My God, Gil, I need you to look again. Just last week, you were looking at the email from the .swe account. It's Sweden. I'm happy to do some diplomacy with Iran. Frankly, Town Hall could use some new rugs after, you know, baby's cleanse ended badly this morning. But we need you to be prepared.
No, yeah.
You're our historian.
Yeah, I see the...
Gil, I have a secret to tell both of you. The phone is ringing. Secrets.
Is that what that is?
Yep, it is. The phone is now connected to my app-controlled anal stimulator.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, well, that explains why
it sounds... I understand why you keep it kept a secret, yeah.
That's why it sounds like it's coming out of a massive cave. That makes sense. Kind of echoey. Okay.
Well, I guess I'll push the button to answer it.
Okay.
Here we go. Hello, this is Fire Chief and Historian Gil Gilman speaking. We're just having some fun here, putting our fingers on buttons. Is this an emergency, or,
Fire Chief, there's a beaver. Oh. This is Lurline, y'all know me. I'm from Interlake. Anyway, there's a beaver in my yard, and it bit my foot, and, I don't know if it's got the rabies, but it's acting kind of weird, and, I'm just real scared right now, because the beaver's on my leg.
Oh.
The beaver is hitting you. It's biting you now. It's biting you presently.
It stinks, and it's on my foot. It's on my foot, and it stinks.
Your foot stinks, or the beaver?
This beaver really stinks.
Okay. Manny, you know, if she's being bit by the beaver on her foot, then her foot is going to start stinking. You know, it only makes sense. What a stupid question. Okay. Lurline, sorry for Manny's stupid question. Something more serious. I just wanted to let you know you're on a podcast right now. We're actually recording a podcast.
Yeah. That's what y'all are doing right now. That's what y'all are doing right now whenever there's a beaver in my yard.
Okay, Lurline, you have our full attention.
Lurline, I know that this is a bit of a scary situation, but might I offer you one of my mother's home remedies? In situations like this, she likes to make a poultice of the ashes of Christian saints and rub it in with the tears of a firstborn child. It always does the trick for my scrapes and bruises.
Well, where on God's green earth am I going to find that right now? There's this beaver on my foot. And y'all are talking about a poultice? Can't the fire chief come and run a hose? Can you just get the hose and hose this thing off my leg?
Well, how close is the nearest fire hydrant, Lurline?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's not very helpful.
Maybe a quarter mile away. You know this thing, it came in my yard. I was sitting on my porch and I was admiring.
It's a really nice porch.
It's right? And I got a new Dale Earnhardt statue, and it's just beautiful. Mm. You know that damn thing costs 2 social security checks? It's gorgeous. Do you know he's dead? He's dead. Did you know he died?
Famously, yes.
I feel like, goddamn, the beaver's back.
Where does it keep going when it leaves? That's my question.
It's running across the street, and then it looks at me. And I swear to God, the thing is flipping me off, and then it comes right on back.
Well, did you think that maybe it's biting you and running away to get your attention? Maybe it's trying to lead you somewhere.
Do you think Timmy's in the well? Do you think a damn beaver's trying to tell me Timmy's in the well?
Well, I listen to animals all of the time.
Oh, hold on a second, baby. I think that we're really taking this a few steps too far. You know, the closest well is about a quarter mile away near the closest fire hydrant. It's in that park where we keep all of our fire hydrants and wells. It's just good to centralize all the water there.
If I just chase it towards the fire hydrant, you could bring your lazy ass on down here and hose it off of me.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's actually not a bad idea. So I was going to suggest that we use my new mouth-powered fire hose. Unfortunately, it also requires me to use solely my spit, and I'm sort of parched today, so I don't think that would work very well.
Gil, we've not even beta tested your blow hose yet.
Lurline, I do want to ask real quick. I want to focus in on the fact that the beaver is flipping you off.
I swear it is. I swear.
Well, I have no doubt.
It ain't got nothing to do with nothing I've been smoking either, because it's doing it, and I'm seeing it with my face, so I know it's doing it.
Okay, Lurline. Yeah. Gil is usually better with the animal facts, but one thing I'm wondering. Is it, when it bites you, is it taking chunks out and perhaps taking that back to whatever it's constructing? Are pieces of you now in that beaver's dam? How are you missing pieces?
It's more like a love nibble. I feel like the beaver might be in heat. It might be in heat, and I think it likes me, but it's mad because I ain't following it. I'm just staying over here. I'm trying to protect my statue now. Y'all know I just got this thing. The Intimidator, I'm thinking if I hide behind it, maybe it'll intimidate that beaver.
Frankly, I would be a little bit concerned for the statue itself. I mean, I know it is made out of that mahogany, and I'm I don't know. Maybe the beaver thinks that you are trying to encroach in on its building materials.
Well, I don't really care because that beaver's damned and just go eat it as far as I'm concerned, because he's just being rude over here in my yard and where it don't belong.
This sounds like this is a lot to handle right now, and it sounds like you need some help. So I think the best thing for us to do, and this is my professional opinion here, would be that I think we should take a real quick commercial break because we need to make a little bit of money on our side because we're doing that podcast, and then we'll get right back to your emergency. So if you'll stay on the line for just a second,
thank goodness.
Gil, baby, have you ever heard of SOP? Because there's some bones in this house. There's some bones in this house. Bring a stretcher and a treat for this stiff-ass pussy. This week's episode is brought to you by our friends at Milkbone Chiropractics and Felinements. You already know they are Yolkenback's most famous spot for getting your furry friends' backs and spines nice and aligned. But Milkbone Chiropractics and Felinements is excited to announce their expansion into holistic care for your cats, dogs, horses, and assorted pets. New services include aromatherapy, reflexology, guided cat meditation, and for your bovine buds feeling heavy, yacupuncture. Gil, baby, you each received a stray cat with arthritis and a coupon for Milkbone Chiropractics and Felinements. Which treatment did you choose?
Well, Manny, I was awfully confused by this week's sponsor. I actually roasted that cat with a nutmeg olive oil infusion.
And for me, I took my stray cat with arthritis and decided to do a little bit of uptrading and managed to get myself a camel with tetanus. Now, that tetanus was actually localized just to its feet, so I still did need to use the services of this week's sponsor, but they were able to straighten up and relax that camel toe, no problem.
Well, Gil, baby, that's great. I just took my cat into the Milkbone, got it aligned. Had a good time. Well, if those stories sent a shiver down your pet's spine, get them over to Milkbone Chiropractics and Felinements. As they say at Milkbone, your pets always have your back. Do you have theirs? And we're back. We are on the line with our friend Lurleen, who may or may not have a beaver gnawing on her leg at this very second. Lurleen, we've had a chance to look at our handbook here on how we handle, animal violence, and we're wanting to know, we wanted to check back in. What's going on?
Well, it's across the street right now, and, you know, it had bit me, but I was thinking I had already had my rabies shot on account of that bat incident that had happened. So I'm probably okay on that, but it runs back over here, I am scared it's going to try to drag this mahogany Dale Earnhardt statue away, because I imagine that she wants to use, or he, I don't even know what it is. I ain't seen its genitals yet, so I can't tell. But it probably wants to drag it over to its den to make a part of its house, the same way I tried to make a part of my house.
So you've been taking parts of the beaver's house then to make your house? Is that where that addition came from? I knew you were making that Florida room on the back of your house. And of course, we've already spoken about the nice deck. So is this retribution, do you think, for the materials that you've taken from the beaver's dam?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at that at all. I wouldn't be surprised, but hell, I'm bigger than that beaver. So screw that beaver.
I guess I'm asking that because I think maybe there's room here for communication. I mean, I know that you don't speak beaver, and I don't think that the beaver speaks English. But you know, there's something to be said for for other languages. We've been learning about Arabic and Swedish here, and the arbitration process. Maybe you could try communicating with the beaver through another language, the language of love or friendship.
Or chatter. You know, the beavers make them weird chicken, chicken, chicken noises. That could be like chicken, 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 beaver. Chicken,
oh, gosh,
chicken.
Be careful. I think that was an act of aggression.
But hold on. Oh, gosh, hold be careful. On. Let me see. I'm hiding.
That beaver can smell you. It bit you already.
Oh, that beaver stinks. It's a stinky beaver.
It probably can't smell anything besides itself. Yeah. I mean, what's it doing?
Hold on now.
Yeah, has it?
Oh, here it comes. Don't you dare touch my statue. You better get away from that damn thing. Oh, there she goes. There it goes. Damn it.
What? Lurline, what happened?
You knocked over my damn statue. That thing cost 2 social security checks, and now it fell into my damn trailer, and the head fell off. The damn head fell off of it.
Oh, Lurline, is his mustache still on at least?
In all its glory. Now I'm going to have to steal more wood from that beaver to put Dale Earnhardt's head back on, just like the emergency folks had to at the Daytona 500.
Lurline, I know that this is tragic, but if it makes you feel any better, if that thing fell apart that easily, that was not real mahogany. Someone sold you a faux wood statue.
Well, I'm gonna have to get after Tyrone at the flea market then, ain't I?
That doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know if you saw the sign that was at the top of his stall there in the flea market, but it does actually say in small print, all of the wood that I claim these statues to be made out of is not the wood that they're actually made out of.
Even smaller print than that, it says that it's painted styrofoam.
That's why the inside's all popcorny, ain't it?
Well, it's going to be a disappointed beaver. It might come back for even more revenge. So we need to think of a way to make peace between you and this beaver. I don't think this constant back and forth of theft and destruction, it just doesn't seem healthy for two neighbors in this community.
Lurline, I know that you've been building a lot of additions onto your home, and I did hear you complaining about your increased property tax. Have you ever thought about taking in a roommate?
Chicky beaver! Do you think it'll come? Chicky beaver! It's coming! Maybe it'll eat Spam. Do you think it likes Vienna sausages? I sure got a lot of those things. Maybe if I throw him some, like Reese's for E.T., then maybe I could get it to come on in the house. Do you think that beaver gets social security? I wonder if it does.
Lurline, you ask a lot of questions.
And Lurline, the answer to that question is that if it has an address, a permanent address, then yes, it will receive one. So if it is your roommate, then yeah, by Yalcombek Beck law, it should receive, if not only a social security check, also a pension.
Do you think if I marry that beaver, then I'd get its social security check after it dies?
Well, Gil, you are the animal husbandry head, so I think that goes to you.
That is true. I am the head of animal husbandry. And actually, in this instance, this is a case for the Department of Animal Spousedry, because it's about the marriage and not just the mating of animals, which I'm also the head of that department. You would get the beaver's check, yeah, after it died, as long as there wasn't any foul play.
Or a prenup.
What do you consider foul play?
Well, if the beaver were to maybe engage in extramarital affair with a stork, then, or if you killed the beaver.
Well, I ain't going to kill no beaver unless I'm hungry, but I ain't ate beaver in a long time. I wonder what beaver tastes like these days.
I think you've called into the wrong phone line to get the answer to that question, but we can help you out with a lot of other things, but it seems like you've got a pretty clear course of action here.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to make friends with this beaver. I think I'm going to lure him in. I mean, I can stick that Dale Earnhardt statue right on back together since you're right. It's just styrofoam. I could just use some Gorilla Glue or something. And maybe the beaver can help me with some mud. You know, it's got that flappy old tail.
I mean, it sounds like you're already finding some common ground with the beaver. And of course, we do have that fund set aside for people whose statues of Dale Earnhardt have fallen apart. So feel free to dip into that.
There's a big old group of, you know, we got a group therapy where we talk about how traumatized we was when we had found out he had been internally decapitated.
I have not looked at the numbers very recently, but I think that the fund that Gil mentioned, the last time we looked at it, I believe you're entitled to around $800,000.
Oh, well, that certainly is more than a couple of Social Security checks. I reckon I could get a real mahogany one this time.
A couple.
You might even be able to get a smaller one, a Dale Earnhardt Jr. statue.
And I could get that beaver a real nice sweater to wear to our wedding, too.
Well, Lurleen, it sounds like you've got a lot of great plans set up. You know, I hope we didn't lead you astray. I also hope that we led you to astray, as in this beaver, which it sounds like you've found a kinship with.
Y'all are like the okay Cupid of beavers.
Well, Lurleen, obviously we wish you the best. Good luck with the Dale Earnhardt Memorial Fund money. And based on your diet, it sounds like you've already prepared for the apocalypse. So I assume you have some first aid kits to tend to your wounded leg. But otherwise, thank you for calling. This has been eventful.
Yeah, y'all help me. Y'all are good helpers.
And that sound means it's time for time, weather, and community announcements. It's 4:15 p.m., and batten down the hatches, folks. It looks like a lake hurricane is brewing.
The Yolkenbach Tourism Board is excited to share that for the fifth consecutive year, Yolkenbach has been named a top FarmersOnly.com destination city, whether you grew your love from seed to crop or decided to Netflix and plow. Congratulations.
Due to some recent health and safety violations, the Yolkenbach restaurant Supreme Hibachi is now granting immediate interviews to anyone having seen the 1991 film Backdraft.
Sign-ups for Camp Redacted Test Site X32, the only summer camp hosted by the happy folks at the Interlake Chemical Corporation, are now open. Activities at this picturesque 25-acre nuclear reactor site include wacky and kid-friendly chemistry experiments, subjugation to gene-altering radiation, and a zip-line obstacle course.
It's mid-July, and you know what that means. It's almost All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey season. Starting on August 1st, turn your dial to 97.5 FM for nothing but remixes of the Skinny Queen's holiday classic.
If this hot, steamy summer weather has gotten you in the mood for glove making, then you'll be happy to hear that Rex Ducking is hosting his glove making seminar again this Saturday at 3 p.m. Come enjoy an afternoon delight getting your hands and fingers into mitts and gauntlets in this glove-making workshop. All ages are welcome.
And if any of those sound like the kind of community you'd love to be a part of, remember, this is Yolkenbach. This is Yolkenbach is an improvised podcast performed by Corey Collins, Josiah Knight, and Cameron Lindsay. Music written and performed by Caleb Ritchie. Check out his music at Caleb Ritchie Music on Facebook. Our cover art was done by Pip Lloyd. You can find Pip and their work on Twitter with the username @_protopip. Eager for more This Is Yolkenbach or have a community announcement that you'd like to be read on the show? Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at YolkenbachPod on Twitter and This Is Yolkenbach on Instagram. Our special guest, Lurleen, was performed by Jamie Tharney. Jamie Tharney is a stand-up comedian originally from Florida who is making waves in the Midwest comedy scene. After only 6 months of open mics in Sioux Falls, she won the coveted Larry Brinkman Award in comedy, and after winning it for a second time in 2020, she is still the only female comedian to have done so. Soon after her first award win, she was featured in local showcases and quickly became a crowd favorite. She's been featured at Teehee's Comedy Club in Des Moines, she has headlined in Sioux Falls in Kansas City, and she's booked for Tao Comedy Club in LA this November. Looking for more opportunities for her fellow comedians, she also formed the Prairie Madness Production Company. Their first show at Lupulin Brewery in Sioux Falls was standing room only. The female troupe has gone on to sell out venues such as Marty's Tap in Sioux City, The Marquee, and Boss's Comedy Club in Sioux Falls. Jamie Tharney's style is built on her white trash upbringing in both rural and urban Florida. She'll shock you with her family stories and have you doubled over with her take on life in the Midwest. Jamie has been featured in publications such as the Sioux City Weekender, Pigeon605.com, and Sioux Falls Stage Magazine. You can find her at Jamie Tharney Comedy on Facebook. Our email is yolkenbachpodcast@gmail.com. That's yallcomebackpodcast@gmail.com. If you really want to support This Is Y'all Come Back, you can support us on Patreon, where we are always eager to hear your suggestions for new content and ways that we can engage with our listeners. If you like what you heard here, please hit subscribe so that you can get the newest episode in your feed every week. And while you're at it, leave a 5-star review. Finally, share the show with your friends. Just like the people of Y'all Come Back, we are looking to grow, and we would love to welcome more folks into our community. Thanks for listening.